7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the news for a Monday. It is the 28th day of June for 2021. Well, with the Independence Day holiday rapidly approaching, CAL FIRE is reminding all Californians and visitors to do their part to prevent fires caused by illegal fireworks or the misuse of safe and sane legal fireworks. Safe and Sane fireworks will go on sale today in approximately 300 communities throughout California, including Jackson, Ione, Sutter Creek, and Plymouth. All fireworks are banned in Calaveras, Alpine, and El Dorado counties. Fireworks are also illegal in the unincorporated areas of Amador County. Now, it's your responsibility to check with your local ordinance regarding the use of fireworks. In California, there is zero tolerance for the use and sale of illegal fireworks. Any person who causes a fire can be held liable for the costs of its suppression and associated property damage. Often these costs are in the hundreds of thousands and sometimes millions of dollars. Even safe and sane fireworks taken into a city or county where they are banned are considered illegal. Now, here's a few fireworks guidelines. Make sure the fireworks have a state fire marshal safe and sane seal. Purchase only from legitimate organizations like the Lions, the Ione Business and Community Association, the Kit Carson Mountain Men. Have a bucket of water, sand, or a garden hose available where you shoot the fireworks off, and never alter or modify a firework. And make sure that there's proper clearance from dry grass and brush. For a full fireworks safety guide, you can always visit readyforwildfire.org. Well, Calaveras County fire crews rolled to a small grass fire early Saturday. The vegetation fire was reported about 1:30 in the morning at the Sandstone Creek Bridge near Highway 26 and Shelley Road. Firefighters from Calaveras Consolidated, CAL FIRE, and Lyndon Peters stopped the forward progress and contained the fire to just about 1 3/4 acres. The cause of the early morning fire is under investigation. Then later that same day, units were called out to a fire on South Rancho Road. Started by a weed eater being used in the heat of the day, the fire burned 1 1/4 acres. Calaveras Consolidated continue to remind everyone to be mindful of dry grass and vegetation. Firefighters have responded to over 40 vegetation fires in the Calaveras Consolidated Fire District this year alone. And the California Transportation Commission has awarded Calaveras County $22 million for the Highway 4 Wagon Trail Realignment Project. A high-priority project for the county, the money was needed to move forward with the construction of the 3.2-mile western segment between Bonanza Mine Way and Appaloosa Road. It should begin in January of next year and be completed by late 2023. The entire Highway 4 Wagon Trail project will realign and reconstruct about 6.5 miles of Highway 4 between Angels Camp and Copperopolis. And Caltrans will continue drainage work this week on Highway 49. Work is scheduled to occur between Bush Street and Main Street, Shenandoah Road, from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. through Friday. One-way traffic control will be in effect in Plymouth during the evenings there on the highway. Should be about 10-minute delays. And in Alpine County, work is scheduled on Highway 88 for drainage work from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. through this Thursday, between Woods Lake Road and the entrance to Meese Meadows, east of Caples Lake. Motorists also expect 10-minute delays and always slow for the cone zone. And more than 47 million travelers are expected to hit the road for the Independence Day holiday this year, a 40% increase from last year. A year after COVID-19 shut down summer travel, Independence Day, which AAA says the travel period will run this Thursday, July 1st, through Monday, July 5th, during that time, travel volumes are expected to nearly fully recover to pre-pandemic levels. In fact, this could be the second highest Independence Day travel volume on record, trailing only 2019. And ATCA, the Amador Tuolumne Community Action Agency, has started a year-long community celebration that will commemorate their 40th anniversary and how their services have evolved and have helped the many residents of both Amador and Tuolumne counties during that time. Over the coming year, ATCA will be hosting themed months with activities and events that will celebrate the people behind the programs that ATCA has provided to our communities that continue to make an impact to thousands of people each day. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.